Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Jason Ahola talking about the value of BQA. Back on that in just a moment.
It's big event sale time at Express Ranches in Yukon. Please join us at our 29th annual big event Angus production sale Friday, August 16th and Saturday, August 17th. Friday's sale begins at 1 p.m. and will feature over 250 fall calving cows and two-year-olds, many with calves at their side by sale date. Saturday the 17th, the big event sale begins at 11 a.m., auctioning off over 300 head of elite Angus, including donor females, spring pairs, bred heifers, open heifers, and more. Among these will be 50 spring-born show prospects that support the Express Ranches Scholarship Program, which has already awarded over $4 million in scholarship money to students throughout the U.S. and Canada. Express Ranches is the largest seed stock producer in the country and has just been named Angus Breeder of the Year for the 9th year in a row. Come see for yourself August 16th and 17th. For more information on the big event sale, including times, directions, and complete sales catalog, visit expressranches.com.
We're talking with Dr. Jason Ahola, who's with Colorado State University, one of the authors of a study that looked at the value of BQA, Beef Quality Assurance Program participation by producers. And Jason, tell me a little bit about, you know, why you wanted to look at this particular subject.
We have seen a decent amount of participation in beef quality assurance, producers getting beef quality assurance certified over time. But a lot of the time they've done it because they say it's the right thing to do, to treat cattle well, to handle them low stress, administer pharmaceuticals properly. Increasingly, if we want to grow the BQA program and participation, it seems like we should acknowledge or evaluate if there is a premium that might be available for a producer who goes through their day-to-day procedures and follows BQA guidelines. And so we started thinking about how can we determine or evaluate if the premium might exist. And that's how we came across video data to basically see where people have mentioned BQA in a lot description of cattle selling on video. Did those cattle sell for a premium or not?
And so as you put that information together, I guess you were using some of the mainline video auctions, right?
Yeah, we basically worked with Western Video Market, which is a large company based in California. We also did get some data from Superior Livestock Auction. And, you know, video auctions have started to market, you know, a pretty decent size percentage of cattle, calves and feeder cattle in the country. And so Western Video Market was able to provide us with their data set. We didn't see any names or anything like that, but they had all the information on every lot of cattle over a large number of years, including whether or not they were beef quality assurance certified or they mentioned that in the lot description and the selling price. And so if you have all that information, you can start to drill down to figure out how much price difference was due to BQA, if any, and that's really what our approach was in the analysis.
And after crunching the numbers, here's what the researchers from Colorado State found.
With some statistical analysis that Dr. Dan Mooney and I worked on at CSU, we were able to figure out all of those things that we knew accounted for premium and basically remove those, or what we say hold them constant, and then ultimately land on whether or not a lot was BQA certified in their lot description, and just pinpoint what that premium was. So if you just compare those that were BQA certified with those that weren't, and you don't account for everything else, the premium's actually pretty large. But when you do account for these other things like breed and year and season and all of that stuff, at the end of the day, the premium turns out to be about $17 a head for a calf or feeder cattle that are sold. And so that's a premium on a program that really doesn't cost that much to be a participant in. And a lot of producers, honestly, are hopefully doing a lot of these things anyway. It's just a way of sort of validating that or verifying it and putting it in the marketing and promotional materials for your lot of cattle to let buyers know, hey, this is how I raised my cattle. And then buyers responded with a pretty strong premium, in our opinion, one that seems like it's more than justifies participation in the program.
Dr. Jason Ahola of Colorado State talking about the value of BQA, the Beef Quality Assurance Program. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Friday and Saturday, August 23rd and 24th, it's the 35th Annual Ranch Rodeo, hosted by the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association and Lazy E Arena in Guthrie, Oklahoma. Come see cowboys from 12 historic Oklahoma ranches compete for bragging rights in 5 events, all in support of the Children's Hospital Foundation. The games begin at 7 p.m., but get there early to shop the trade show or hang out all day Saturday for the Ranch Horse Competition and Kids Dummy Roping. Reserve your tickets today at LazyE.com or call 800-595-RIDE. That's 800-595-RIDE.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.